Number 1. The Self-Congratulating Fruit Commentary. The first point I'd like to mention is that when something takes place, many of the people who are associated with a teaching or ordering will expect certain things, and they expect it based on, generally speaking, the behavior of past folks. And so when there's an expectation of various actions or reactions of a guest, in this case, what it is indicating is the range of actions and perspectives that people bring with them when they come into a teaching setting. However, regardless of the expectations, the reality of the situation may or may not be different. And here, one has got to depend upon and look at the perception of the one who's really working, and in this case, the John Fishani. John Fishan. So, when he says, watch this interchange, for it is only rarely that one experiences such a thing, he's perceiving a situation that exists prior to it actually taking place, prior to him actually having an interchange, or in this case, being given information as to what will take place. And he's telling people, don't base your activity, don't base what you think is going to take place on previous, but perceive directly what is needed, and everything becomes anew. One of the questions to ask oneself is, what kind of consciousness and awareness is it that allows a person to perceive the condition and situation before it actually takes place? This is something that, from my perspective, is a prerequisite, this ability, this level of awareness, is a prerequisite for somebody who's really doing the work. And this, by the way, is how some people actually live and do things within this world and in other worlds also, because the application is not limited strictly to this world. Now, the Amir enters and he says, confirm me in my emirate. It's from your ancestors that all nobility receives its rank. This person has a pretty good understanding that he of himself is not of the spiritual level, and that people within the world receive their title, receive their rank, actually, in terms of real function, from those who are part of the real work. And again, if this is the case, and my experience is that in reality, this is how things work, and this is why you have people who are called kings, or call themselves kings, refer to them that way, look upon themselves, who are dressed in rags and are penniless, a good thing to examine. But it points out something else also, and that is some of the work that's done by real workers, and that is to confirm that which is needed to be confirmed within this world. This extends not only to external operations, such as this emir, this leader who's coming to them and saying, would you please let me know what my rank is? Please confirm it, please. And the confirmation is not just an audio thing, not just a verbal thing. What it does is, in the confirmation, it actually does link them, it does give them that power. It does state that it's recognized, and in so doing, it makes it more active. it's not only in external things or in operations dealing with people who aren't involved in the path, but many, many times people who are doing the work will contact or go to or be visited by somebody of a spiritual level who also needs to have confirmation of an activity or position or rank, a job that they are doing. And what it does is it not only brings it into the world, as I say, and says this is recognized by somebody else, but it is part of the hierarchical work which extends and completes the transmission that allows the individual to fulfill their work. And in many cases, it will open the doors through that person's acceptance of the next step or stages in their development, their growth, and the application of what they're doing. This is something that people do. And this is part of the higher work, the greater work. Now, the teacher here asks him what he wants, and he responds, the emir responds, in this case, somewhat selflessly, and really would prefer an answer to his question. If it has to be one of two things, his answers to his own question, which indicates a spiritual condition, and is more important than the particular confirmation of his own status. And so here again, the response by the teacher to give both is determined by his perception, what's needed in the situation. And for a different situation, different condition, different person, he may or may not react in a different manner. Now, the answer that's given, by the way, is not a direct answer. It's an indirect answer. And again, what we find is there's an old saying, an old description of work, an old explanation of work. When an answer is direct, when an answer explains very, very directly what is going on, and especially answers a question that a student is working on, that is persons, and that means attempting to gain the understanding and perception within themselves. What happens is that the intellectual conveyance is there, the intellectual understanding may be there, but in almost all cases, unless the person is really, really attuned to and is ripe for the perceptive experience, the real experience is missed, and the gain that and the benefit that the student gains through exploring and the understanding is lost. And so the real teacher is reluctant to give the answer directly, but rather point towards something else which allows the student to learn. And the learning is done experientially as compared to verbally. In this case, the teacher says, I'm going to answer your question, and I'll answer both in the same manner. The question being, why do so many Sufis make light of the great deeds, the heroism, the patience, and high-mindedness, which is the glory, the heritage and glory of the Arabs? And he says, the answer, which will not only explain our position, it'll show you your own true position. And this is apparent in the answer if somebody pays attention. And again, it's the responsibility of the person seeking guidance to actually pay attention, to perceive, and to use whatever is given as the words of inspiration and guidance. And then even if they don't understand at that point, it's unless they really are impelled to, in which case it may be denied, don't ask for further clarification. but rather let the clarification come through additional attention and work, letting it bubble up, letting it unfold, and from more from the meditative or inner state, inner outwork. The teacher, the worker responds, we deride, we discount, and we even deride at times the qualities upon which so many men pride themselves, because those very qualities should be the minimum, not the maximum, attainable by man. And then he goes on further. And this really shows one of the differences between the approaches, the attitudes of the mystic, of the real person working in the field, as compared to those who are superficialist, which includes most people of religion. If you were to look at the interactions of most people, the moral structures of organizations, of nations, of creeds, of various paths and religions, paths especially that have deteriorated, which is in this case most of the outer religions, what you find is that the attitudes of bravery, patience, devoutness, being hospitable, treating people right, these are very high in the list. These are things to be sought after. And yet these actions may in themselves not indicate anything more than a baseline. And the fact is that many of these are done not only superficially, but egotistically. They're not those qualities at all, but something else, more of a negative nature. And while they outwardly may seem like that, they're actually examples of hypocrisy. However, the Sufi teacher, the worker, rightly states, these we consider to be the very basics of the starting points of coming to a person. Without these qualities, these particular attributes, which need to be developed, by the way, the person can't really begin upon the path of humanity, becoming human, realizing one's true nature, and fulfilling one's life in this world. And this, again, is a consciousness, an awareness, a perspective that the worker needs to have, but not just intellectually. That person must have gone through those stages and steps and levels, and is at least at the level of working as a human if they're going to be able to assist another person. So it gives this whole story gives a sort of framework as the perspective and the potential works, some of the potential works and the guidance that's given, the attributes that a worker needs to have at a certain level of working within this field, and it gives a little sense as to what you can aspire to also if you wish to fulfill your own life and be a worker as such. Now, the final response is when the emir comes back and tells his companions what's going on, and he says, I'm not even going to take my title. He says, he's derided by the companions, which is something that takes place within the world also. And he says, why are you listening to this guy? He says, well, you know, I could have read it in a book. Yes, this is what you're pointing out. And maybe I did, but I didn't pay attention. And so, and if I didn't, then I screwed up again. I'm doubly blameworthy. And this, again, is one of the functions of the actual direct relationship of being with a person of knowing. And that is the answer, the interaction, stimulates that which is needed to be perceived in an individual. And from that perspective, one of the things that can be gained by the student is not only that understanding and experience, but also how to proceed, what position one needs to take in order to get that direct guidance and inspiration through life, be able to pick it up through a book or other means. Books are not just external elements which can't be used. They can be very living things, can be instrumental, and can be connecting links to that which really is. So these are some of the little aspects that we'll touch on in this story, and as I mentioned before, there are many, many others, many other levels of dealing with this, ways in which you can apply it to yourself, and variations of this, and none of these am I going to get into. Again, I'm primarily interested in pointing out some of the levels upon which a real worker does his or her job. So that's the end of this particular talk here.